哈利路亚，感谢神哈，让我们有这个机会来听这个见证会。
Hallelujah, thank God that we have this opportunity to listen to this testimony session.
哦，我们今天要邀请一个赵弟兄来为我们做见证，他非常紧张哦。
And today we have, we're going to ask Brother Chow to come up, and I know he's very nervous.
我们知道见证会就是在诉说我们的软弱，荣耀神的名。
And I know that testimony sessions are here for us to also share our weaknesses in order to glorify God.
那我们就现在就请赵志忠弟兄来为我们做见证。
And so now I'm going to invite Brother Chow, Zhizhong Chow to come up to testify.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
真的有点紧张。
I'm really nervous.
其实我是在这边要来叙述说我们家信主的过程。
Actually, I'm here to tell you the journey that my family took that came to believe.
记得2005年的时候，我在台湾的时候，听说这边有一个工作机会可以过来。
In year 2005, I heard that there was an opportunity for me to come here, immigrate here from Taiwan for work.
所以说我们夫妻两个就决定说既然可以过来这边也可以让小孩子过来这边念书我们就决定说移民过来这样子。
And so my wife and I decided, oh, this is a good opportunity to come here and for our children to be educated here, so we decided to come.
不过我们在这里哦都没有朋友也没有亲戚我也不曾来过美国。
But in America, we would not have any relatives and we wouldn't have any friends andI've never been to America before.
所以说想想当时我们真的很勇敢哦，就带了两个小孩子过来了。
So thinking back, we were really brave and we just brought our two kids and we came over here.
那在2000年的夏天我们搬家到 Arcadia.
And in year 2006, we moved to the Arcadia City.
因为在 Arcadia 的时候我们家的大儿子 Daniel, 他认识了那个 Joseph Wu, 就是 Mojo,他们彼此变成了好朋友，也是好同学。
And while my son was in school here, happened to meet one of our brothers here, Joseph Wu, who was his classmate.
就在这个时候，神哦，在我们家已经开始默默的动工了。
And so, starting from this point, God started to work in our lives quietly.
那在2009年的时候 ，Joseph 的妈妈，也就是 Hannah 五姐妹，邀我们来参加教会的夏天的烤肉活动。
And in 2009, Joseph's mother Hannah Wu actually invited us to one of the barbecue events here at church.
那当那个时候，我们是第一次进到教会来，祷告结束的时候呢，我太太哦。就我看到我太太就是泪流满面的、啊，然后好像一直哭一直哭。
And when we came here, it was our first time coming to church, and we prayed. And when the prayer was over, I saw that my wife was brimming with her eyes were brimming with tears.
那这个时候呢，传道就过来问他说：“啊，你为什么一直在哭啊？泪流不停这样子。”
And so the pastor came over and asked her, "Why are you crying? So that your tears won't even stop?"
他说他也不知道为什么，就是觉得说，我就是眼泪一直掉下来，但是也没有说很不舒服的感觉，反而觉得很舒服这样子。
And she said, "I don't know myself, but my tears just won't stop, and it's a very comforting feeling."
那传道就向我们解释说，这就是所谓的圣灵感动。
And that's when the pastor told us that this is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那我呢？我好像没什么感觉。
But for me, I didn't have any kind of feeling.
因为那时候，因为我来教会，是因为他答应了人家，所以说我陪他一起过来。
Because I came only because my wife had promised someone she would go, so I was just here to accompany her.
那个时候我就觉得说，赶快回家好了，我应该不会再来。
So I thought to myself, I want to get home as soon as possible, and I don't want to come back here again.
可是呢，我们那一天的烤肉活动结束以后，我们回到家里。
But after the barbecue event and we returned home.
我太太就在闲聊的时候有提到这个事啊。
My wife actually mentioned this while we were chatting.
说因教会的朋友啊，弟兄姐妹哦，他们 他们都还蛮亲切友善的。
The brothers and sisters at church are really kind and intimate.
所以说我太太说我们要不要一起去教会，也对我们 Daniel 的个性会有比较好的帮助这样子。
And so she asked me, should we start going to church? Because I also think this would be beneficial for Daniel.
那其实我心里面是有点不想啦，可是因为太太也是好意，所以说可以啊，就我们就那个时候他开始来参加安息日的聚会。
And I was also thinking in my heart, and so I agreed, and then we started to attend services at church.
那来参加安息日的时候，因为 Daniel 虽然说他之前因为我们零六年跟零九年中间，因为 Daniel 常常跟莫九来了教会好几次。
And by now it was already 2009, but between 2006 and 2009, my son Daniel had already started coming to church with Joseph a number of times.
可是呢，他是人来了，可是他并没有说会内心里面其实没有一直在没有说接受这个教会的事情。
But even though he himself was physically here, it seemed as if he wasn't really here in his heart.
所以说他其实他抗拒的心非常强烈。
Because he has a pretty strong and rebellious heart.
从这个时候，每到星期六，我太太每次说我们去参加安息日，她就很生气。
And so every single time it came to Saturday, and my wife would say, "Oh, we should go to, let's go to church," and he would become angry.
他很生气，而且很大声的对我太太讲说，我不喜欢去教会，为什么要逼我去？
And so he would get very angry, and he would say, "Why would I have to go to church? I don't want to go, and you shouldn't force me to go."
其实我知道他在想什么，因为他的确是不喜欢，可是他。他只是不喜欢而已。
And I knew what he was thinking. He just simply didn't like it.
可是小孩子因为他不喜欢，我也不能说你就是做错了。
But I couldn't say, oh, just because you don't like it, so you're doing something wrong.
所以说这种气氛过了好一阵子。
And so this kind of atmosphere, stayed in our home for a while.
而且我这个做父亲的也不忍心骂他说怎么样，你知道，因为他已经受妈妈的骂了，然后如果在。在那种火上浇油，他觉得会心力交瘁，觉得说他一定很痛苦这样子。
And I didn't want to scold him either because he was already scolded by his mother, and so I didn't want to add fuel to the fire.
所以说我只能在旁边一边安抚他。
So I could only be by his side and comfort him that way.
不过呢，美好的事就这样发生了。
But something wonderful then happened.
因为神冥冥之中有他的安排。
Because actually God has his own plans.
因为我工作的时间也改变了。
Because soon, my job changed their work times.
我星期六不用再去上班。
And on Saturday, I no longer had to go to work.
然后我星期六就可以来参加安息日。
And so on Saturdays now, I could start attending Sabbath services.
那我这个做爸爸都来了，儿子大概也没有借口了。
And since now the father is even there, the son has no more excuses.
其实老实讲，是我的借口没了，因为我那时候还不是全心的接受这种安息日的聚会。
Actually, that's the truth. It's just that because I started coming, the son had no more excuses, and it was because at first I didn't want to really accept going to Sabbath services.
就慢慢的，我跟他还有我们全家四口一起来参加安息日的聚会。
But slowly, our entire family, each of us, started to come on Saturday and to attend services.
那他跟我就一起慢慢的接受了安息日聚会的这种常态性的活动。
And so my son and I slowly started to accept this attending service.
所以说感谢主啊。
And so I really thank God.
在这个关键的时候，您伸手啊，使我们全家拥抱在一起。
That at this time, God was able to embrace us all and to come here together.
这时候我觉得说，因为我们在圣经章节，在约伯记22:21。
Oh, and it's recorded in the book of Job, chapter 22.
上面说，你要认识神。 就得平安。
And it says that now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace.
福气也必临到你。
Thereby good will come to you.
这是第一次我对神有一点感觉啊。
This was the first time that I had a feeling toward God.
那话说回来，因为在没有信主之前呢。
And before I started to believe.
我对宗教其实没有什么说喜欢或不喜欢或讨厌之类的。
I never had any kind of feeling toward religion, whether it was liking or disliking or any kind of any feelings.
我记得我们在台湾的时候，常常在那个电线杆上面哦，看到那个标语说“信耶稣得永生”。
And oftentimes in Taiwan, I would see telephone poles with the slogan, "Oh, believe in God and you will receive eternal life."
其实那时候只是看过而已，完全没有印象，不是说没有印象，就是看过而已，也不会稍微说思索一下什么是永生。
But at the time, I only just glanced at it and I didn't think much of it. I would never think about such abstract things as eternal life.
而且永生对那时候的我好像很遥远，而且也不会想到的问题啊。
Because to me, eternal life was something so far away and unimaginable.
所以说觉得说也觉得说了信耶稣啊，好像是那种比较西洋化人哦，那种就是西方的那个宗教信仰，跟我们好像没什么关系这样子。
And to me, I felt like believing in Christ is something that only Westerners do, and as an Asian, I didn't really believe in these things. We didn't really believe in these things.
所以说我那时候，这个就是我对基督教也没什么偏见，但是。我们家呢是从小就是在传统拜拜的习俗家里长大的哦。
And so although I didn't really have any opinion toward Jesus Christ, but I grew up in a family that would always worship idols.
因为从小我们就习惯说，哦，如果说碰到事情了，比如说拜妈祖啊，就求平安这样子。
And so I was so growing up, whenever we had any problems, we would go and we would ask the Buddha or the gods for help.
还有人发财就去拜财神爷啊。
And or peace, and when we wanted money, we would go and worship the money god.
那我印象最深刻的就是我们年轻的时候，我们参加联考都会到文昌庙去拜文昌君。
And my clearest memory is that when I was still in school, all of us students would go and pray and or get thing or visit the temple for Wenchang Temple.
而且我记得我们两个小孩子在台湾出生的时候，我母亲哈、哦、还特别到那个我们镇上有一个叫所谓的什么榕树宫底下，把两个小孩子给他们当做义子啊，义子就是干儿子的。
Oh, and then I remember that when I was when my children was just born, my mother would also bring my children to be the godparent godchildren.
Yeah, like. 因为老人家说这样子小孩子就比较好带啊，在台湾话叫做好油漆啊。
Because we believe that this would make the children easier to raise.
可是我跟我太太好像没有这种感觉。
But actually, my wife and I didn't really believe in this.
现在来看看哦，这些信仰哦，其实不是信仰，是习俗啦，因为。好像是临时抱佛脚，或是说你病急乱投医之类的。
But now when I think back, we didn't really believe in those things. It was rather there were traditional cultural customs, and it's only when we really needed help we would go and grab onto the religious customs.
因为你想到发生事情了，才会去找谁来帮忙你这样子。
Because only when you encountered troubles, then you would go and grab on and ask for who could I ask for help.
那经过两年的慕道时间哦。
And after 2 years of truth seeking.
在2001年的那个灵恩会。
In 2011 spiritual convocation.
我太太跟小孩子他们先受洗。
My wife and children first became baptized.
那他们受洗之后，我有告诉我的母亲。
And after they were baptized, I told my wife.
那我母亲就开始紧张了。
I told my mother, and she started to worry.
那我母亲很聪明啊。
Because my mother is really clever.
她就打电话告诉我的岳父岳母。
And so she immediately called my mother-in-law and my father-in-law.
他说你的女儿跟孙子都已经去受洗了。
And she said to them, oh, your daughter has, and your daughter and your grandchildren have gone to be baptized.
那我岳父哇，生气得不得了。
And so of course my mother-in-law was furious.
因为我太太打电话去要跟他们解释这件事情。
And so my wife had to go and call them to explain what happened.
我岳父在电话的旁边，因为我岳母在跟我太太讲电话，我岳父在旁边一直骂，一直骂。
And so while my wife was talking to her mother, my father-in-law was scolding in the background.
他们一直无法接受说。我们从小就拜拜了，你干嘛去信什么耶稣啊之类的
？And they weren't able to accept this because from young they were always worshiping idols and believing in their cultural customs.
那我太太跟我也是经过一段时间祷告，因为他们一直不谅解啊。
And so because of this, my wife and I prayed for a long period of time because they were still unforgiving.
那最近打电话回去的话，就没有那么凶了。
And so now, when I call them, they aren't as angry anymore or mean.
所以说，我相信神呢会开他们的心啊，然后带领他们，也让神感觉，哎，让人哦，让神祝福我们哦，让他们得平安这样。
And I believe that God is slowly opening their hearts and also allowing them to see that God has blessed us as a family.
因为他们先受洗啊。
And because my wife and children first got baptized.
因为其实在他们受洗之前，我有跟我母亲沟通过说，我有来教会。
Actually, before they even got baptized, I had already told my mother that they're going to be baptized, or I started to come to church already.
当然，我母亲也不会赞成。
Of course, my mother also wasn't happy about this.
所以说我母亲就用这个怎么讲？这个计策啊，告诉我丈母、岳父、岳母。
And so that's why my mother used this clever way of telling my mother-in-law and father-in-law.
就是叫他们先骂他的女儿，再来阻止这个女婿不要信主这样。
In order to tell them so that they would rebuke their daughter, and their daughter would my wife would in turn stop me from coming to church.
可是因为他这样一搅局，我就决定在秋季灵恩会受洗了。
But because of all of this.That's why I decided to then get baptized for the fall spiritual convocation.
因为我受洗不是我不孝。
And baptizing wasn't because I was trying to show an act of rebellion.
因为我受洗是因为我会把他们放在心上更多。我祷告的时候，我会放在祷告上面为他们祷告。
It's rather because I wanted to put them in my prayers more, so I could pray for my parents.
所以说这我受洗以后，我母亲我不晓得她确不确定知道我受洗了，但是她也没有再提了。
And so after I was baptized, I'm not sure if she knew or not, but she never mentioned it again.
毕竟主会开他们的心啊。
And I'm sure that God will also open their hearts.
那再来，我要谈谈我们受洗以后，我们在神里面，神对我们的眷顾。
And after, I want to share with you about how God has protected and watched over my family after our baptism.
因为来了美国以后，我才知道说美国生活真的很苦啊。
Because after coming to America, that's when I realized that actually life in America is very, very bitter.
因为我还没来之前，以为我工作很美满。
Because before I came, I felt like my work was very perfect.
因为我现在的工作不是说不好，是我很用心啊。
And it's not that my job now is bad, but because I'm very hardworking.
但是就是说被打压。
But I'm kind of oppressed by my coworkers.
有一段时间哦，我真的很痛苦，因为工作的关系哦，不晓得该怎么办。
And so there was a period of time when I really didn't know what I should do because of these troubles.
因为我的心情哦，没有办法地方发泄啊。
And I didn't have any outlet to express my emotions.
还好有安息日。
But thank God that there was a Sabbath service.
每个礼拜来安息日祷告。
So that every Saturday I could come here and pray to God.
我一个礼拜比一个礼拜更用力、更用心、更激动的祷告。
And so every week, week after week, I would pray more diligently and pray to God.
那当我祷告结完毕的时候
，And when the prayer was over,
我觉得我心情舒服多了。
I'd find that I was comforted a lot.
因为啊、哦，我有圣灵的带领哦，让我转换了心境，就是心情改变。
And because of the help of the Holy Spirit, I felt like my mood was really uplifted.
因为怎么讲？因为工作上面你是没办法改变的，生态就是这样子。
Because sometimes you really can't change your job, and so that's life.
因为我必须靠它，我才能获得我的绿卡身份。
Because I have to rely on this job in order to obtain my green card status.
所以说现在我在工作上虽然是职场上的情况还是一样的，但是我现在依靠神，所以说我现在心里比较踏实多，也平静多了。
But because I have been able to rely on God, now I am able to really become stable and to stand on two feet.
因为现在上班的时候我有时候会哼哼那个赞美诗啊。
And so now sometimes when I work, I hum to the hymn. It's in our hymn book.
常常提醒自己说，其实神是在我旁边的。我有。
And I remind myself that actually God is right here by my side.
我并不孤单的。
And I'm not alone.
那我想用一个经节，就马太福音
六
章
34节。Matthew chapter 6 verse 34.
所以哦，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
那在我们全家受洗以后呢，
And so after my entire family was baptized,
我们家庭的感情哦越来越亲近了。
Our entire family grew closer and closer.
因为家人的改变哦，让我们觉得说认识神哦，生命将是新的开始啊。
And because of the change in each of our family members, I felt like knowing God is a new life.
尤其是我们看到我们大儿子 Daniel 的改变。
Especially seeing the big change in my biggest son Daniel.
他以前哦，我们还没来教会之前哦，他总是沉默寡言。
Because before he started coming to church, he was also always very reserved and quiet.
自从来了教会以后，他看他跟那个 youth 在聊天或是打球的时候，他现在是笑得很开朗。
But since coming to church, whenever I see him talking with or interacting with the youth, he always smiles very happily.
让我们觉得说我们做对了一件事情。
And it makes me feel like I did something right.
那我太太呢？她其实以前虽然家里是务农的，可是她大小姐脾气很重。
And my wife, even though she came from a humble background, she has a really, really, messy attitude.
因为她比较喜欢使唤别人呢。
Because she likes to imitate people.
就是叫人家做动作。
She likes to boss people around.
可是她信了主以后哦。
And but after she believed in Christ.
她在心境上的确也有改变了。
She really changed a lot.
她没有再那么大小姐的脾气。我小声一点讲。
I'm going to say this quietly, but she doesn't have as much of a missed attitude.
不过来美国以后，她把我们两个小孩子照顾得很好。
But she really brought up my two children very well.
因为她很忙，因为她现在都要照顾我们三餐，而且要接送小孩子。
And I know she's so busy because she has to take care of us, she has to prepare three meals a day and drive around the boys.
把家里打点还蛮温馨舒适的。
And she makes the home a very warm and comforting home.
而且我们 Daniel 现在哦，比较会主动去关心别人啊。
And now Daniel is always initiates caring for people.
那我们家 Alex 他最近是比以前听话多了。
And Alex is more obedient than before.
因为以前我老是盯他的数学盯得很痛苦。
Because before I would always see him doing math and with a very painful heart.
因为他不晓得最近他开窍，你知道吗？他本来他是 grade C， 你知道吗？
And I feel like somehow he's really transformed because he used to be like.
不好意思，我把他分数讲出来。可是他现在不晓得为什么开窍，他当然已经进步到 A 了。
But now he's already improved to A grades.
所以说，我觉得我心里也蛮高兴的。
And so I'm really happy in my heart too.
所以说，现在的信仰让我们心灵上哦有了依靠。
And so now we have a reliance for our faith.
那我们夫妻两个没有什么好东西可以留给我们的小孩。
And my wife and I don't have anything that we can leave for our children.
那好不容易我们才知道说什么是信仰。
But but fortunately we were able to realize that God isn't faith.
因为我们从小不只是说跟着父母做什么事，我们就跟着做什么事。
It's not that like when we are young, we just do whatever our parents do.
那就说，比如说拜拜完了，你们就去吃拜拜剩下的东西，然后他说可以带你给你平安之类的。
For example, after we're done worshiping the food, then we could just eat it, and then it'll bring us peace.
可是呢，这到底是信仰呢，还是习俗
？But what exactly is this? Is this a faith or custom?
因为你只是想到的时候才会去做。
Because you only do it when you thought of it.
那现在我知道我们信这个主。
But now I realize that believing in this God.
我们是要努力去服侍他。
We have to work diligently to serve him.
因为我们因为主先爱我们哦。
Because God first loved us.
所以说我们才有这么平安的生活啦。
That's why we have such a peaceful life.
所以说把这个好的信仰留给我两个小孩。
And so leaving this wonderful faith to my two children.
这是最宝贵的。
I think this is the most precious gift.
求神怜悯保守啊。
May God protect and watch over us.
让孩子们哦喜爱神的话语。
That our children may love God's word.
让他们懂得哦谦卑求告主。
To understand humility and to seek after God.
在未来的生活当中，让他们哦有所遵循。
And so that in the future things they can follow it.
让神一路保守他们。
So that God can mercifully protect them in their future path.
使生活中满有喜乐。
So that their lives may be filled with happiness.
愿一切颂赞恩典归于神的圣名，哈利路亚。
May all the glory and honor be unto his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, 感谢神哈，这好像是在讲每一家庭的事情一样。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord. It seems like this testimony is a replica or is telling the same story of each of our households.
想想看，我们每一个家庭就是这样子发生事情的，就是这样子的体验到神的。
Because I believe that each of our families just experienced the exact same thing in our families.
但是有时候时间久了就忘了神了。
But I think that all of us after a while we forget God and about our story.
哦，那忘了要带领我们的孩子进到神的面前来。
We forget that we have to bring our children into the Lord.
那借着赵弟兄的见证，让我们能够再了解一下。
And so, after hearing Brother Chow's testimony, we can better remember and understand it.
什么是幸福美满好的家庭
？What is a beautiful, happy, and wonderful family？
我们来看一下以弗所书的第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们大家可以一起来念哈。
We can read it together.
以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
那我们念第一节到第一节念到第四节。
First one to four.
我们一起念一遍，请。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。感谢神哈，赵弟兄他们一家人一定很高兴，说认识到这个伟大的神。
Thank the Lord that Brother Chow's family must be very happy to have come to know this great and amazing God.
指引他们这条道路如何去教导小孩。
So they were able to, God was able to guide them in how to bring up and raise their children.
然后呢，行神眼中看为正、看为善的事情。
And they were able to do what's right and just before God.
神的应许是这样子，我们在生命记第十二章，我们来读一下。
And this is God's promise. Let's read Deuteronomy.
这是那个摩西带领他以色列人出埃及的时候告诉他们的一件事情。
And this is something that God instructed them after they came out of Egypt.
那我们再念一下十二章的二十八节。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 28.
生命记十二章二十八节。
Chapter 12 verse 28.
你要谨守听从我所吩咐的一切话，行主你神眼中看为善、看为正的事。这样你和你的子孙就可以永远享福。感谢神哈，我们不是只为自己哈。
Thank God that we don't live just for ourselves.
我们还是为我们的以后的子子孙孙。
We also live for our future generations.
永远在神里面。
So that they can always remain in the Lord.
Teresa 她先被神选召，然后圣灵感动。
Sister Teresa, his wife, first felt moved by the Holy Spirit.
是非常幸福的哈。
And so that's, this is a very joyful.
相信他是有一个很单纯的心。
I believe that she has a very simple heart.
就马上可以被神所召选。
That's why she was immediately called by God.
我就想到我妈妈她当初受圣灵的时候。
I think this reminds me of when my mother first received the Holy Spirit.
因为她是在走投无路的时候得到圣灵的。
Because she received the Holy Spirit when she had nowhere left to go.
她在得圣灵以前呢，就没有像赵姐妹这么幸福。
And before she received the Holy Spirit, she wasn't as happy as Sister Teresa.
后面有好的父母亲在做后盾，然后在保护他们。
Because she had parents that were very supportive.
当时我妈妈她是遇到了经济的大危机。
But my mother had a huge financial crisis in her life.
整个家庭就是变成了好像是经济犯一样，世界要到处逃。
And it seems like there are some criminal financial matters.
因为他们做生意，然后被对方恶性倒闭，所以一下子哈就经济完全垮掉。
Because there was some crisis, and so somebody tried to sabotage them, and they went bankrupt.
他从长老会的信仰一直到拜我不知道他拜什么神啊，反正就是带我去很多庙就对了。
And so because of that, she went from a Presbyterian faith, and then she went to seek after different religions.
可是她都找不到平安，也得不到帮助。
But she was never able to find peace, and she wasn't able to find help.
直到她完全没有的时候。
Until she had absolutely nothing left.
甚至全家人住在一间别人家的客厅里面。
Until the point where her entire family lived in someone else's home's living room.
然后这个家人邀请他来真耶稣教会。
And so that somebody then invited her to True Jesus Church.
他那个心已经不知道要靠谁了，所以说他全心的靠这位神。
And so at the time, her heart had nowhere left to turn, so she was able to pour her whole entire heart into believing this God.
然后跪下来祷告，他得到圣灵的时候，马上说：“哎，这里有神。”这里绝对绝对有神，因为他拜了一辈子神，就是没有找到神。
And so immediately when she received the Holy Spirit, she said she got up and cried, "This, there is God here, and there is God in this place." Because her entire life she was seeking after God, but she could never find Him.
那就 就这样子全家就可以来受洗。
And so because of this, her entire family then came to believe.
那我们家就像赵弟兄家一样，这些孩子就有福了。
And just like Brother Chow's family, because of this, our entire family was blessed.
这些孩子就在教会里面成长。
And so these children were brought up in the Lord.
享受神的恩典。
And they partook in God's blessings.
这是神给我们每一个家庭依靠他的人最大的福气。
And this is the greatest blessing that God imparts on all who believe in him.
所以我们每一位都不要忘记当初你是怎么来信主的。
So each of us, let us not forget how we came to believe.
那更可贵的是，神是这个安息日，让我们来这边真正的享福。
And more importantly, He has given us this blessed Sabbath day so that we can receive His blessing.
不管是心理上的痛苦，或是身体肉体上的劳累，都可以得到安息。
Regardless of whether it's a pain in your heart or a tiredness or a fatigue in your body, you can all receive rest.
啊，我不知道各位是不是跟赵弟兄不一样，因为我跟他一样也是工作上被打压的，好奇怪哦。
I don't know if you guys have the similar experiences, but I was also similarly oppressed in my job by my coworkers.
其实也不是说被打压，因为老板他不信神嘛。
Actually, it's not exactly.Being oppressed, but my boss didn't believe in God.
所以他们是任意而行的嘛，对不对？任意而行就服，他们要做什么就做什么。
And so because of that, they just do whatever they want.
但是我们有神的标准在我们心中，我们不可以乱讲话，也不可以乱做事的。
But as Christians, we have a standard to hold to in our heart, and so we can't just do whatever we want because we have God to hold us accountable.
所以说我们会有工作上有一些压力。
And so we don't just do anything we want, and we have pressure in our work.
那如何解决呢？
And so how do you solve this problem?
相信各位也是都有这种压力在。
I believe that each of you probably also have the same kind of pressure.
这个压力有可能是来自你的不满，也有可能是来自于对方真的的无理。
And maybe it's because of your unhappiness, or maybe it's because of the other party's helplessness.
但不管如何都是一个冲突。
Regardless, it's still a conflict.
所以让我们如何在化解这个冲突，让人际关系能够更好呢？
And so how do you dissolve this conflict so that interpersonal relationships can be better?
我们就学习赵弟兄，就是跪下来祷告。
So like we learned from his testimony, you just kneel down and you pray.
有什么不满就跟神讲。
Whatever you're unhappy about, pray to God.
他讲得很激动，对不对？越讲越激动。
And he said it very, very colorfully, right? The more he talked, the more passionate he got.
但是感谢神哦。当我们很激动的跟神讲话，神是听的、哦。
But when we earnestly tell God these things, God will listen.
因为我们信的是又真又活的神。
Because we believe in a living God.
哦，不是偶像。
It isn't an idol.
哦，是创造我们、给我们生命的神。
It is the Creator who gave us life.
没有他，我们就没有什么。
And without him, we wouldn't have anything.
哦，所以我们要感谢他。
So we have to thank him.
哦，时常跟他讲话，跟他沟通。
And talk and communicate with him on a daily basis.
哦，来，我们来看一首，看一节圣经章节，然后我们做最后的结束。我们看箴言的第三章。
We'll look at one last passage.
请大家各位弟兄姐妹跟我们一起念哈。
So let us all read from the book of Proverbs.
箴言的第三章从第一节我们念到十二节。
And we'll read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1.
箴言第三章的第一节，预备起。
Verse 1.
我儿，不要忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命，因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。不可使慈爱、诚实离开你，要系在你颈项上。刻在你心板上，这样你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠，有聪明。你要专心仰赖神，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事，这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣神，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。我儿，你不可轻看神的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为神所爱的他必责备， 正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。感谢神哈，用这个经节大家互相做勉励哈，那让我们的生活能够更进一层楼。
Thank God. I hope that this passage can be an encouragement to you all, so that we can all pursue higher goals.
那刚才赵弟兄也谈到说，他来美国是很孤单的哈。
And Brother Chow also mentioned in his testimony about how when he first came to America, they were alone.
那现在他们有了神以后，永远不孤单的。
But now that they have God, they will never be lonely.
啊，这是神给我们的应许。
So this is the promise that God gave to us.
那我们一起来唱这首赞美诗391首。
And so let's all sing hymn 391.
永不孤单。
And never alone.
很多事情我们都需要一个人去面对。
A lot of things we have to face by ourselves.
但是你心中有神的话，是两个人一起去做的。
But if in our hearts we have God, then it's two people working together.
要记得有两个人就是很有力量的。
And when there are two, there's strength.
只要我们抓住神，永远就不会孤单。
As long as we grab onto God, we will never be lonely.
我们以此互相的勉励。
And so let's all encourage each other.
互相的代祷。
And pray for each other.
在教会互相的彼此相爱。
And to love each other in church.
彼此宽容。
And to forgive each other.
那就是神国在我心了，哈。
That's how God's kingdom becomes in our hearts.
在教会也是等于是一个天国。
And because church is also a heaven.